Blog Talk Radio.
The McCarthy Show is brought to you by Napier Settlement, where history comes to play. Check out NapierSettlement.org. Clark's Car Care in Naperville, themed after the infamous Clark Griswold vacation movie. Enjoy fresh popcorn in their kid-friendly waiting room while taking a load off in one of their massage chairs. Admission experts for over 10 years, conveniently located right next door to the Naperville Admissions Testing Center. Matt and his longtime staff will take care of any of your car's needs, from a funny noise in the engine to factory maintenance needs. They're the only repair shop that offers a free roadside membership with any repair. They believe in service that you swear by, not at. Mention the Dolly McCarthy Show for a one-time special. $17.95 for an oil change. You heard that right. $17.95, $27.95 for synthetic. Clark's Car Care, happy cars, happy owners. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also sponsored by the Naperville Trolley and Tours. Naperville Trolley and Tours has beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and so much more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. North Fork Farm, located in rural Oswego, Illinois. North Fork Farm is family-owned and operated since 1961. It was originally owned by former U.S. President Polk. North Fork Farm, offering services for weddings, parties, corporate events. Contact the farm at 815-768-5400. Tours are available by appointment. Check them out on the web at nforkfarm.com.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning into the Good Show. I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. Welcome back for another amazing week of good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. I missed you guys last week. I don't even remember what I did yesterday, so I can't even tell you why I had to miss the show last week. There's a good reason. There's always a good reason. but I'm back, and we have a wonderful show for you. Wow, this show is definitely going to make you think and wonder. And it may hopefully bring us all a little closer to understanding each side in the debate over recreational marijuana. Whether you like it or not, it's here in Illinois. In fact, the state just announced five companies that are allowed to now distribute, you know, the test dispensaries in the state. I'm like, yes, here they are. Yeah, so five recreational pot shops just got state approval, like it or not. And guess what? One of them is in Naperville, Illinois, which is the number one city in America consistently. I don't know if it's number one right now, but it's always in that top 10 spot. And I'm just, hearing things, and I've gotten recently been contacted by the Naperville City Councilwoman, Patty Gustin. And we're going to talk to her later on in the show about recreational marijuana and what the city's take on it is, what the feeling is out in Naperville, and what is her own personal take on this, if she's for or against it. And you'll when you talk to her, when we talk to her, you're definitely going to see if she's for or against it. But let's hear her side of it. Let's hear what she thinks of it. Just be open to it. And so that'll be really interesting to hear, coming from the heart of Naperville, what folks there think about recreational marijuana and how it's now going to be easily available come January 1st when that law changes and takes an effect. U.S. Navy veteran and Vet Dogs recipient Joe Worley is going to be on the show as well in just a few moments. I'm really happy to have him on. We're going to talk about America's Vet Dogs. It was created to provide mobility and renewed independence for U.S. veterans, active duty service members, and first responders. No charge at all. These vet dogs are there to help our wounded warriors return to somewhat of a normal life, right? So we're going to be talking to Joe Worley about that. I'm looking forward to that and vet dogs. Hey, Bricones is a proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. It's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. They're a small business that's family-owned and operated. And they won the Small Business of the Year Award recently in Naperville. Check them out, Bricones.com. You want to keep your home or business safe? Go to NapervilleAlarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at a low price of $19 a month with no contracts. And another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, Arthur Murray Dance. They have locations in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out ArthurMurrayNaperville.com. A couple of announcements before we say hello to our first guest. Is Ms. Recordia is having a family fest that's coming up. Did you know? Family Fest is finally back at Ms. Recordia. So plan to attend Ms. Recordia's Family Festival on Sunday, September 8th, from 11 until 6 in the evening. Performances include Chicago Tribute Anthology Band, otherwise known as CTA, Pirates Over 40, the Shannon Rovers, and Ms. Recordia's own Heartbreakers and Heart Zingers Band. Other highlights include a variety of food and drink, children's games, a live auction containing fabulous prizes with auctioneer Lou Manfredini, my pal Lou at WGN. And Ms. Recordia is dedicated to providing extraordinary programs for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. They're located at 6300 North Ridge in Chicago. Family Fest, again, is happening September 8th. That's a Sunday from 11 until 6 p.m. Free parking available at the S&C Electric on the corner of Devon and Ridge. You can call or check out the website. Call if you want, 773-973-6300 for more information, or you can visit the website, www.newsrecordia.org. All right, we have a couple of announcements, too. The Great Pink Run is happening this fall in Chicago. 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer in their lifetime. The Great Pink Run is on a mission to find a cure. Please join them on Saturday, October 5th at 9 a.m. in Diversity Harbor for a 5K family fun run and a 10K certified run. You can register now, hashtag, by the way, research a cure. Register at www.greatpinkrun.com. All right, a couple more announcements. Midwest Coach Limousine is a family-run company led by an experienced and knowledgeable staff. They take great pride in providing you and your guests safe, fun, and affordable transportation. We're really proud to have them as a sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show going on, about 4 years now. So thanks, Midwest Coach Limousine. You can visit them at mwc.limo or call them at 331-903-0088 and book a vehicle from their luxury fleet of sedans, SUVs, limos, party, and coach buses. Their staff is ready to make your special event memorable. Speaking of memorable, I know we're going to have a memorable time. I'm off on September 3rd to the Cubs night game. I don't know who they're playing, actually. Doesn't matter. We're going to the Wrigley Field. We're going to Wrigley. It's always fun there. And Midwest Coach Limousine is going to provide our transportation. We've got this really cool party bus. I'll have to put it up on the Facebook page so you can see it. So thanks to Midwest Coach Limousine. Really appreciate that. I'm looking forward to some good times with my N2 publishing buddies there. Sullivan Steakhouse, another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show since day one. Sullivan Steakhouse offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Check out SullivanSteak.com.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey guys, I would love to invite you. I would love it if you came. I would love, love, love it to have you there and see y'all come out and support a charity that's near and dear to my heart, Lifespan, and Wings. There are two agencies in Cook County that serve women and children affected by domestic violence through financial means, housing, legal services, counseling, you know, you name it, anything that these families are in need of, these two agencies. are there for you. And we're having a benefit for them. Park Ridge Living Magazine, the magazine that I publish, as you all know, is putting forth the effort for this cause. We really hope you can join us. October 18th is the date. If you go to www.parkridgelivingfashionshow2019.eventbrite.com. Kind of long. I know. I get it. But I think if you Google that, or you go to my Facebook page, you can go to my personal page or the Dolly McCarthy Show. There's more information on there about this fashion show. And it's not just, you know, oh, it's just a fashion show. We're just throwing clothes on folks. These are models. They're professional models that are going to be there. It's going to be a New York style, high energy, exciting show, professionally produced with amazing music that I'm picking out. I'm picking out the songs. All of my favorite songs, of course, with the theme. And what else is there? We're going to have a huge buffet of food, open bar. It's going to be on October 18th, 6 o'clock, doors open at the Park Ridge Country Club. Tickets are $90. You might say, oh my gosh, Dolly, that's a lot of money. But really, you're getting a dinner and all the drinks you want. You go out to eat, you're paying at least $50. At least. If you're going out with your girlfriends, it's at least $50, and maybe you'll get two drinks out of that. And so one of the great things about this is all your money doesn't go to somebody. It goes to many women, children affected by domestic violence. And you're going to be making a difference. Every dollar of your ticket goes to these agencies. So I really hope that you'll come and join me on October 18th at the Park Ridge Country Club. Hello, Gorgeous is the name of it. Park Ridge Living Fashion Show 2019. Come on down and check it out. We'd love to have you there. Tickets are selling. I've sold almost half of the tickets already. Not me personally, but, you know, just through word of mouth. So if you're really interested in coming, come and meet me. I'd love to meet you and find out more about these two agencies and support them. And have a great time with your girlfriends and your husbands, your boyfriends, spouses, children, adult children, please. And have a great night out in October. It's going to be a beautiful night. We're dressing up a little bit. You know you want to. You need excuses every now and then to dress up. So this is a great opportunity to do that, too. There's going to be a free photo booth. You'll have pictures to remember this night for years to come with your gal pals or your sweetheart. And I think it's right after Sweetest Day weekend. So maybe instead of going out for Sweetest Day, do it this night. Okay, and it's a tax write-off too. How perfect is that? We have live DJ and live vocal entertainment. Should I say that? A singer, Carl Knudsen. He's going to be singing for us. Carl is one of my favorite entertainers in Chicago. He sounds like Harry Connick Jr. a little bit. I mean, he's his own person, but he just reminds me of that genre, you know. And he's just got an amazing voice. So I'm really looking forward to him singing or serenaded everybody on during the cocktail hour, and there'll be a silent auction as well. It's going to be just a lovely evening. I hope you can join us for that. Okay? And finally, you all know I'm going to Ireland, right? September 21st. I think there might be a spot or two left. I'm not sure. If you want to check it out, it's on the website, dollymccarthy.com. All the details are there. You cannot go to Ireland any cheaper than this. It's $2,500, people. And everything is included. Meals, tours, and all that jazz. Yes. Did you sign up for the Great Pink Run yet? Great Pink Run. All right. We'll be back in 2 seconds.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yes, good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
All righty. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the program. What's the good word? WCKG, folks. Are you listening? I want to hear what the good word is. Hello, everybody on Tuleville Internet Radio, listening to the good show since the very beginning, and Blog Talk Radio, where it all began. Hello, Chicago, to all of you on Rivet Radio Network and 1010 News Talk. Welcome to the good show. We do have a good show for you today. I'm really glad to have on the show Mr. Joe Worley. He's a U.S. Navy veteran and a Vet Dogs recipient. He joins me now on the show. Hi, Joe. Are you there, Joe? I don't know if you can hear me. Joe, are you there? Well, maybe we got the phones tied up. Maybe he didn't call in yet. Maybe you know who I might have on the line? This might be Patty Gustin. Patty, are you there?
I am here.
Well, maybe my producer got the two guests mixed up. Maybe Joe's calling in later. How are you, Patty? I didn't give you a proper introduction, but since you're on the line, I just had to call your name. Patty, welcome to the show. She's the newly reelected city councilwoman in Naperville. Earlier in the show, Patty, I kind of started to talk about Naperville and you and your role in Naperville and how just today the first 5 recreational pot shops just got state approval. And one of them is actually going to be in Naperville. So I know you're very passionate about this recreational marijuana, and you're, you know, we are talking about Naperville. It's the number one place. It's always been consistently within the top 10, 20, right? The number one place to raise a family. Do you think that with recreational pot now being legal in the state and now one of the dispensaries in Naperville, do you think that jeopardizes Naperville's spot there as a top place to raise a family?
Well, it'll be an interesting kind of moment in time, right? The medical marijuana shop that we have here in town has existed for a while. The state just, as you said, issued a license to them. But we, the zoning issue is one of the things. The public hearing issues are another thing that the city has to deal with respect to any business. So those are still really, really gray areas right now. And so the city has been looking at an opt-out ordinance so that the city can get their ducks lined up properly. Make sure we don't make any mistakes, make sure that we're listening to the public. So there's been a lot of controversy on this issue, as you can imagine, because there's so many ambiguities in the law as far as how it's going to affect the operations of the city, the budget, the stakeholders, and that's pretty much, you know, by each community and the interpretation of it. So it's kind of a moving target at this point. There's kind of a discrepancy on the council too, is, you know, well, you know, do we opt out and wait and bring it back, and revisit it, or, you know, do we just trudge through this and try to work out the mechanics and everything else later on? The state legislation was written for a default. So if you take no action, it just basically mandates that you're going to be someone who is going to be selling recreational marijuana in the community. So it's kind of a difficult situation. I mean, you've got a lot of social service and kid and family friendly services, and our enforcement and education arenas are not in favor of this, believe it or not. And they have given us statistics. They've given us letters. Actually, yesterday we got a letter from District 203, and I'll share it with you after this conversation, but they were such leaders in what their, their students, their families, their employees, we're looking for. And at this particular juncture, it is to opt out. So the difficulty is the state is pushing one thing, but your community is saying something else. And so how do you balance that, right? You've got social service agencies saying, you know, hey, for every tax dollar you get, it's going to cost you $4.50 in education, enforcement, and social services. We just learned today that the vaping in the school systems are up so much more than what's been reported. And also, it's not that they're vaping nicotine. So there are factors on the other end that need to be talked about and figure out exactly what does the community want to look like? You know,
right.
How does that go? So, you know, they're talking about the benefit of the money. And I know a lot of people say, oh, there's all this money in it. And in actuality, the maximum we can charge is 3%. However, the state had just, I heard it on the radio or the news, that they would like the municipalities and villages and cities not to charge the 3% and charge less. So that changes the way in which we project whatever revenue would be. And plus, we have a home rule sales tax of 0.75, and then the state does like kind of a little refund back to the city, which may or may not continue to exist. But let's say it does. And you're looking at a 4.75 sales tax on $1 million in sales. You're looking at about $47,500 annually. Now, you know, you're going to anticipate that you're going to have more sales than that. However, our city budget is over $4 million with our water department, our electric company. So there's, you know, people in the community that are like, well, you know, it's really not helping us financially. And if it's costing us on the other end, maybe this is something we really don't want in the community. Mm-hmm. So there's two, there's that 50-50 right now, or maybe even 60. Well, after the schools had sent out their letter, you know, the school is a big part of the community, Dolly. You know that.
Right.
And they're one of our biggest stakeholders in this community. And so we really want to be respectful of mm-hmm. what they're thinking.
Yeah.
So it's still a federal Schedule I narcotic. I know the city of Chicago is worried about some of the leases that they might consider on Michigan Avenue, because I used to work for the Department of Justice in the criminal division years ago, and I believe it was under the RICO Act. If you sold illegal drugs, the federal government could go after your assets. And many times they did. So who knows where the feds are going to be on this, particularly if there's no change in legislation up at the federal level. So it's just like so interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, a lot of municipalities all over the state are doing exactly what Naperville's doing, trying to decide whether to allow this in their communities or not. I know Park Ridge has been proactive and voted that down. So they are not allowing recreational marijuana shops here. That's something they are doing. And now Naperville, a lot of eyes are on Naperville because it is a community that is, you know, a lot of families, let's face it, but we're a progressive community. We change and adapt well. But, and I say we, because I lived there for over 25 years.
And we miss you. We miss you.
Oh, you're too kind. I miss it too. But you know, Patty, I had you on the show. You reached out, but nobody has a better pulse on the community than you do. You're a city councilwoman, a mother of three successful grown children have gone through the school district, and you're just all over the place. So you do have a good healthy pulse on the community, and you're saying the school district is against it. So what are you hearing from residents and city councilmen in general?
Yeah, it's funny that you asked, because there's been coalitions of residents organizing, and they're actually doing a rally Saturday from 10 a.m. to 11:30 at Central Park in Naperville. And they're doing a rally because they are concerned, and their preference is for the city to take their time and opt out. The city council, not sure where everybody is, but it is so tight. The first vote was to have staff draft the documents to opt out, and that was a 5-4 vote. So it was a very close vote. And then the next meeting, the mayor had asked for a hands up if we could have staff look into, you know, what's the process of zoning, what's the timing, what does that look like, you know, what is that all about for the city? And there was a hand vote, not official, a hand vote of 5-4. So to do that. So it's really been pretty mixed. I think I think really what it is it's up to every city council person as to if they want to listen to who they want to listen to, right? I mean, we all have people we rely on and lean on and trust. And so the residents, you know, in Naperville, you know, they're so engaged, and that's what makes the community wonderful. And they're very protective of their youth, and they're very protective of education. So I don't know if it will sway those that feel as though the money may be something that's more of a benefit for the community. I don't know.
Yeah. And this is hardly a community that's hurting for money. So it will be very interesting to see it will be more of a, I guess, what's the word? I wouldn't say ethical question or an ethical consideration. I don't think that the financial aspect really is as important as it would be to another area, a depressed area like downstate, small town. So it's going to be very interesting to see what neighborhood comes up. A lot of young people say, and I've polled a few young people, and unofficial poll here, and they say, well, we see it as just like another liquor store. You know, if you fight it, then just like Prohibition, people are going to be, you know, hiding it and taking it. But maybe if you keep it open, then, you know, it will be less likely that people will engage with it. What do you think, personally? Why do you think
that
the pros and the cons to this?
Well, it's funny. Well, it's funny you mention that, because I'm also told that people use it frequently anyway. Okay. So what's the significance of having it here in Naperville? I mean, if it's going to be available in St. Charles and you have to be 21 to purchase it, hey man, you know, everybody's got a car. So is it more about the message for your community, right? And I think you know what Naperville is about, and really the message of sending it to those people under 21 that this is not acceptable, just like driving under the influence. This is not acceptable. The city of Naperville was one of the moving forces in the T21 bill, which is the Tobacco 21, right? And then Springfield adopted that legislation. So we have been leaders, but the question is, how do we want to lead? What message do we want to send? And the interesting thing about youth and messages, they respond more to messages than they do enforcement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Naperville is known for sending a message. Naperville is known for sending out messages, which is a very attractive, admirable way or town, and it's really a great community to live in, to have a very proactive, strong community that has beliefs and they stick by them. You know, I always say, if you don't stand for anything, you're going to fall for anything. So it's a very proactive community in that regard. So it would be very interesting to see how this pans out, really, and how the city council, how it listens to its residents. You know,
it's not a ward, right?
It's still city council at large, isn't that right?
Everyone is at large. It's nonpartisan, so there should be no political party issues. It is about community, and you know, George Pradel was all about community, and he was always about community, and we are one, and I think that has served us well. And we probably need to kind of look at our history and our leaders of the past and really how they formed Naperville into being a community that is a desirable place to be. It's interesting because people will say to me, you know, I spent all this money on a home to be in a community that has good morals, good ethics, good schools, is a safe community. What does this mean when we start to allow an federally illegal substance in our community in a market setting? So they have concerns about that. Now, again, we know people, you know, I'm sure people are using all the time, and they're hopefully all adults, but those adults can get it anywhere in the state of Illinois. So it's not prohibiting them from getting it somewhere else, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Right, right. Well, this weekend is the last fling, Patty, in Naperville. George Cradle would have been his birthday, his, what, 75th birthday? I can't remember now.
Yeah, he passed away, I believe, last
year
week.
Ago.
That's sad.
Year ago. And so, and so here we are at the last fling. You're going to be out and about the festival. Are people talking about this right now? Especially now that the one of the five recreational pot shops was just approved in Naperville.
You know what? I'll tell you, Dolly, and you know, with a big family like yours, every family is engaged in their family life, right? And so they're so busy with everything. I can tell you they probably don't even know that the license was issued by the state of Illinois. So they have
today.
No reason to be engaged. Yeah.
Right.
So, I mean, so they don't really have a sense of, you know, being engaged, or maybe I could say the coalitions that are putting together, you know, these different, you know, rallies and things like that, you know, they're obviously getting more and more people engaged. And I think it's like their website is Opt Out Naperville. And then they're on Facebook. I think it's Opt Out Naperville.
If they had town hall meetings, or is the city council called a meeting to see, just to hear what people think during even a city council meeting? Have you had that open?
Oh my gosh,
I know you always do.
Our city council meeting was full last meeting, and unfortunately, speakers on this topic didn't get to start speaking until after 1 o'clock in the morning, almost 1:30.
Oh my goodness.
And many of the young people with children had to go home, and our meeting didn't end till 2:30. So it will be on the agenda for this Tuesday. It'll be at the front of the meeting. And then this is where the, you know, first was a first reading last meeting, and then this is an action meeting. So we'll, you know, people have an opportunity to email council@naperville.il.us. It comes to everybody. So we're trugging along. It's just, you know, my personal opinion is,
that's what
as
I
the Daily
what
Herald
is your
said,
personal? Uh-huh.
As the Daily Herald said before Springfield issued the recreational marijuana and made it legal, don't rush. Do it right.
Mm-hmm.
Take your time. We're smart.
Well, all right, Patty, don't think I'm putting you on the spot, but I am. What is your personal take? You're a mother. You're also involved with the government, obviously. So you really can, what you say holds a lot of weight. Do you think it's a good decision for families here?
I hosted two public forums. One was with a broken back from professionals in the industry. So professionals from Lyndon Oaks, professionals from Rose Krantz, Rick Wysocki, a retired police officer and detective here in Naperville that deals in children things, Bob Berlin, our DuPage State's attorney, and Kamala Martinez, Kids Matter, did two forums and invited people, and we had very good turnout. These professionals shared what is really going on the ground. And that, to me, speaks volumes, because whatever is going on the ground will affect our community. And so for me, I think we need to opt out, and then we need to wait until the legislature, you know, till people have in other areas, they have their license, they're distributing, they're doing their thing, and then, you know, have a conversation about, okay, what does it look like in a year or 18 months? Because really, do we want to, you know, do we want to be guinea pig in this? I'm not sure, because legislation isn't really that clear. I mean, there's so many provisions in it that the Illinois Municipal League has questioned. So when you have the Municipal League concerned about the legislation and the lack of clarity, why would we jump in? So for me personally, opting out is the way to go, to be honest with you.
Okay.
And of course, I'll be honest with you.
And I'm so, that's what I love and respect about you, because you,
you have your beliefs and you stick by them, and you take the heat or you take the applause. You know, I love how you're strong enough to say and speak your mind, and there's a lot of knowledge that comes with that. You know, we had maybe less than 10 years ago. Do you remember there were quite a lot, not a lot, but statistically speaking, in Naperville South, we had quite a few heroin overdoses, and we had the town hall meeting at Neuqua Valley High School. And I remember packing that gym, how folks packed into that gym, and over it was said that marijuana is a gateway drug. So does that come into mind too?
Absolutely. And it's funny when you look at social media and social media posts and all this stuff, the pro, which every time somebody tells me that they're pro about this, I have two questions. One is, are you an investor? Because we have a lot of investors that want to make money. And number two, do you use? And if you use, that's fine. But don't make your decision policy decisions on your personal decision. You know what I mean? I will say Path to Recovery Foundation is having a candlelight vigil Friday night for those who have lost their lives to various drugs and addictions. And I can tell you in speaking with those 21 organizations, marijuana is a gateway drug. And they will tell you about situations where the young people will congregate in an area or room, and they will participate in marijuana, and then they will try something next. So as much as we hate cigarettes and nicotine, we should probably feel the same way with respect to this, with respect to addictions. I will say it's interesting to me that people are all bad about nicotine, which I am too, and smoking, but yet smoking marijuana is okay and healthy. And I think we might be sending them the wrong message.
Yeah. What is the message? That's what we are looking at here in Naperville, looks like. Anyway, Patty, keep us in the loop, would you? And come back on the show. And we want to know how things are going, what people are saying this week. I actually am going to be popping into Naperville this weekend myself, and I'll be thinking of our old pal, George Prado, a former mayor of Naperville, like 25 years. And friend passed away last year, a year ago this weekend. This was his birthday weekend, and right before the last thing, he passed away. So a leader here. Yeah. I wonder, what do you think George would think of all of this?
I don't know. I know his daughter and others are in support of opting out. But I don't know what he would think, you know, although I know he is all about the kids, and you know that he's all about the kids. So if there's any risk to the children or the young adults or even the older adults, you know, I think, you know, he probably wouldn't be comfortable with it.
I think you're right. I've known him all these years, and he's the only one with a statue with a child with him. So I would have to say he's probably thinking of those kids. And
And you know, I think you're 100% right. And also, you know, we have our police chief who is opt out. We have our fire chief who is opt out, you know, let's give it time or whatever. We have the schools opt out. So there's so many stakeholders that have spoken. It's just the question is, are they going to be heard? That's all.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we'll see what happens. We'll see. Patty.
Yeah.
Gustin, who is the, once again, another re-election to Patty on the city council in Naperville, and thank you for your service, Patty. 16 years on the Naperville Plan Commission, years and years on zoning commission and planning, and your service to Naperville and all you've done through the years. I've known you many years, and I just see you always doing what you can the best for that world-class city, Naperville. And so we're very, very much going to be watching Naperville and see what the decisions the leaders there make on this on the recreational pot shops in the state. So stay tuned, everybody.
Thank you.
Hey,
thank you
again for coming on,
Dolly,
the show.
Dolly, thank you for having me.
Great
and don't
you.
Forget, I need to find out about that Ireland trip later.
I was just talking about it. And don't forget the, I got to tell you, Patty, we're having a fundraiser for Lifespan. I'm glad you mentioned all that. And Wings, October 18th at the Park Ridge Country Club. Come out and support. It's Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and we're having a fundraiser for those two agencies that support women and children affected by domestic violence. So, Patty, thanks again for coming on the show. And keep us in the loop about any decisions or changes or anything coming down. We're going to be watching closely how Naperville, kind of leads the rest of the state, if you will, if that's the word, or follows through. Or follows along, I should say. So we'll see what happens there. Thanks again, Patty. Have a great weekend at the
Thank
last
you, Dolly.
Ring.
You too. See you soon.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And on that note, we have to say goodbye. Thanks, everybody, for tuning into The Good Show. It was a great show. Loved having you on the show. And we will see you all next week on The Good Show. Be good, everybody. Take care of each other. And don't forget to like The Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook and follow us along on Instagram and Twitter. So long, everybody.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh, Dolly McCarthy.